Senate Bill 526 is basically the same as Senate Bill 34, which this body passed last year, 34 to nothing. The governor vetoed the bill, and again, we passed it during the veto session. The House fell a few votes short, and it was not overridden. To refresh everyone's memory, presently a potential employer can acquire a worker's comp record of a potential employee by making written requests to the division. A small fee is charged, and that information is handled by hand and takes approximately 10 days or more due to various circumstances to reply to the potential employer. Division currently employs three people who handle these requests. This bill brings the Department of Labor out of the paper age and into the electronic age. This bill would require the division to develop and maintain a workers' compensation database accessible by potential employers through the division's website containing all claims filed for compensation under this chapter. The claims would be retrievable only by an employer who, during the pre-hire period, obtains written consent from the potential employee to acquire such records. The records shall be retrieved that way. Employer shall not compel anyone to give this, shall not coerce them in any way. The bill's different from last year in that this bill requires the potential employee to give written consent before this information can be accessed. The governor, during his message, addressed the privacy issue, and that's why what he said he vetoed it. This should address that. And again, the only information that can be available is the date of the claim and if the claim is open or closed. I did retain the penalty provision that the senator from the 4th amended into the bill last year. And presently, a majority of the states have some type of process similar to this. Some require written notice, most are electronic. Some require written permission, some don't. HIPAA laws control a lot of the information that can be accessible and has some pretty stiff penalties with that.